Blog Talk Radio.
Hottest topics.
Hottest music.
And the hottest ladies. You're listening to The Girlfriend Network,
where women stay connected, with your host, Nick Holmes.
Tahira
and Karishma on the Love Zone USA.
On the Love Zone USA.
On the Love Zone USA.
Welcome to the Love Zone USA. I'm your host, Tahira Sutton. Greetings, everyone. We have a very good topic today. Today, we are going to talk about beauty pageants, do's and don'ts. So it's going to be an excellent show. You can always call in. 347-539-5729. I never host the show alone. So I just want to welcome Nicole Martin and Miss Karishma Thomas. How are you, ladies?
Wonderful. How are you, ladies?
Hello.
I'm so excited to be back with you ladies again. What's going on? How's everything?
Everything's been good on my end, just, you know, enjoying life. I started yoga recently, so getting becoming more flexible. It's been really great. What about you ladies? What's been going on?
Nicole Martin, you have to, I just need to take a breath. So much is going on. Nicole, you go first.
As you ladies know, I've launched my clothing line. It's been very, very successful the first couple of weeks. I'm a little overwhelmed right now. But it's a good thing. I thank everyone. I'm really, really excited. And I want to tell the listeners, if you watch the ID channel, to watch the ID channel this Wednesday, the 24th, I believe, at 10 o'clock, where I will be on the show, The Perfect Murder. So
yes.
Everyone watch that. You know, we will be tuning in, of course.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Oh, my God.
Most definitely.
So, Tahira, we're going to save you for last because the show is actually going to be dedicated to our sister, Tahira, because Tahira is just involved in so many things we can't even keep up with her right now. Every time I see her on Facebook, she's somewhere making an appearance or, taking pictures with some very important people in her city and the surrounding area. So I'm like, this child is just doing it. You must be exhausted.
I am. I had to take a breath earlier. I just feel like at this point in time, with everything at this point in my life, it's just right there. And you remember the Nike commercial, just do it. So I'm not talking about it. I'm not dreaming about it anymore. I'm just doing it.
That's awesome. Great. That's great. I actually am so excited about the topic because I love everything about beauty pageants, and I'm sure a lot of our listeners, like, you know, everyone watches them on TV when they're, you know, they're global. They're all over the world. Everyone loves to watch and tune in because it's an exciting event, you know. It'll be something that you really spend time with your family and watch, and you see all these women that have worked so hard to be a part of something. So to hear, like, for those out there who maybe have always kind of thought about beauty pageants but doesn't really, like, they don't really know what all goes into it, how would you recommend, like, starting out?
As far as getting started in the business of pageantry, the first thing I would say is make a plan. Talk to people that are contestants. Talk, research it. Make a plan. Know exactly what you want to do. Know exactly how far you want to go with it. Some people enter pageantry just for the experience. Some do it as a career. Some do it as, you know, to become pageant coaches in the future or to recruit other people. So know what you want to do. And definitely initially, I would say, if you're looking into a particular pageant, just really, really research that pageant, see what the rules are, and go from there. But just the first round step would be making a plan for yourself. Write it down. Write it down what you want to do.
So, Tahira, how many pageants have you been in?
To give you, initially, I'm a model. I've always modeled since I was 6 and a half years old. So I've always done modeling. pageantry was not really something that I wanted to do, but as I got away from runway and into the more, you know, bigger gowns and everything, so as far as pageants, I've been in about 6 pageants as a teenager and I just as an adult.
Gotcha.
And won the title Miss Dry State American Nation. So.
Yes, you got to talk about that. Why don't you talk about the process from beginning to end? Like, how did you find out about it? How did you apply? The interview process?
The way it works, as far as it depends, we have local pageants, and then you have the Miss America and the Miss New Jersey pageants. There are other pageants, but I just, you know, I really can't talk about it because of the contract. So it is, I'm going to be in a big, big pageant. next year, so I'm excited about that. But basically, to get involved, like I said, definitely do research. If you see a pageant that, like a local pageant, like I know some people, some schools have pageantry, you know, get some of the, let them know, like, hey, I'm interested. Can I ask you some questions? Reach out to the officials of the pageant and see what the requirements are. Because we have pageants for different things. You have pageants for scholarships, you have pageants for, you know, monetary prizes, you have pageants for, like, you know, subscriptions or magazine covers. So definitely research what you want to do initially. And that's, for me, I was just like, I know I'm a winner, I have to win something. So that was my motivation. Like, if one pageant I was second runner up as a teenager, and I was just like, something was wrong with the judges. You know, let me try this thing again. So I just wanted to win. I'm competitive. So I had to, I like competing. So it is a competing process. That's why I would say definitely research what you want to do initially. And then you have to bring your smile, your confidence. You have to work out. You definitely have to, work at it. It's not something that you say, well, I'm just going to do this pageant. You definitely have to be prepared because whether it's the plus industry, you know, straight modeling, judges are looking at your stage presence.
Right.
Well, what about, are pageant coaches necessary for pageantry, or is it something that it just kind of helps you out, or would you recommend, like, that you get a pageant coach?
It depends on how far you want to go in it. Like, if you want to invest money in it and you feel like you cannot do it on your own, it really, that's why I say write it down, see what you're, because it could be costly. Write down what you actually want to do in pageantry and how much funds that you have to take it. I would definitely recommend, if you can afford it or if you have room in your budget, to, you know, get a coach, because a coach is going to definitely tell you what the judges are looking for. They're looking for stage presence. They're looking for confidence. They're not looking how you look in the swimsuit. They're looking how you present yourself in the swimsuit, how confident you are. Are you selling the swimsuit?
So how have you prepared for pageants, like, before in the past? Like, what is your, like, routine and your regimen that you do to get ready?
Well, there's a great book that talks about, like, modeling and pageantry. And once I really read this book, it really set me straight. So I do a lot of research. The name of the book is The Power of the Plus by Teresa Randolph. And she has a lot of good tools in this book about how to prepare yourself for goal sees and pageants and things like that. But with me personally, it's trial and error sometimes. Sometimes you know what you lost and what your opportunity was in a previous pageant, and you work on that. But what sells itself in pageantry the most is confidence. You have to wear your confidence like a perfume. You have to sell your confidence.
Right.
You have to help the judges understand why you're the winner. You have to convince them. So that, and then preparation, I always suggest have a real platform. Just don't say things because everybody else is saying it. Really research what you want to do, how you want to give back. And convey, like, the judges can tell when you're telling the truth or not, or if it's made up, or if you really don't believe that. So definitely research your questions and answers section of the pageantry.
Mm-hmm.
And you can
have that on Google.
You can Google it.
So, T, I always hear a lot of complaints, or not complaints necessarily, but for those, say, with children who, you know, families are involved in pageantry, that is very, very expensive. So, and I know some mothers that I've encountered upon actually have part-time jobs, or they come from, wealthy families where the husband is the breadwinner and the mother is basically just doing this with the child. So talk about the fees that are associated with goes into being a part of a pageant, because I know you are responsible for all your gowns, right? And then you have your hair, your makeup. You already spoke about
Oh, my goodness. The financial part of it, it could be endless. Like, we have some pageants where you can spend anywhere from $2,000 to $5,000. It can even go to $10,000 compared to your gown. It really is a life investment. If you are really serious about pageantry, you want to win. You want to wow the judges. So what you would do is you would go out and find something that's, you know, out of the area, or a gown that's made in China.
Mm-hmm.
So that's right. Why I said it's so important and essential to make a plan. If you have the budget to do that, well, go figure. You can go to China, buy your gown, and, you know, that's what you – it can get very costly. And if you're not – if you don't plan well, you can kind of sabotage yourself, because if you don't plan financially, then your garments are not going to be, like, something that you're planning. You're going to be in something very uncomfortable, and that will convey to the judges when you're wearing it. So that's why I said mm-hmm. it's essential to financially plan and write down how far you want to go. If you just want to just do something for now, like, oh, I just want to join a pageant, I want to see how it works, then that's something that you're not willing to invest that. You just want to go for the experience. So definitely mm-hmm. know your role and know how far you want to go with it, because it can get very costly. Like, some people, it's like a mortgage payment. So it's endless.
I didn't know that you had to pay for your own. Well, I thought gowns, but I didn't know, like, hair and makeup. I thought, do mm-hmm. some pageants provide that for you, or is there
it depends
universal
on the pageants. Some mm-hmm. people, like, the pageants that I've been involved with since I'm a model, I have people that will help me do things because I've worked, you know, so many other facets. So
right.
you have, depending on the pageant itself, that's why I said ask questions, ask rules, ask mm-hmm. what they offer. Some do offer discounts on makeup and hair.
Right. Okay.
But that's depending on your budget. And then that's another thing. Like, you don't want your hair not done or your eyelashes not done professionally, because that counts against you as well. You're being looked at on a critique based on your presence. So everything mm-hmm. it has to be together, even your foundations. If your foundations are not appropriate, that's like the worst mistake that you can make.
Oh, wow.
So you have to have, like, it's confidence. You have to have a certain posture and, you know, smile. And that's the key thing, to smile and have that pageant smile. And, you know, convey that message. So it's so important to know, like, what you want to do and how far you want to go, because it can get costly. And then you don't want to sabotage yourself by not having enough or not having the right thing. So definitely talk to people, to winners. Winners love to talk. Like, I love to talk to anybody that I want to know about pageantry. It can be a career. I see people go and they really like it, and they want to groom other people, and they become pageant coaches. They teach you how to walk. But I don't really think anyone can teach you how to be a winner. I think people are winners, and they just have to find the inner winner within themselves, and it makes, you know, and allow that to come out on the stage. So it's a lot of practice, and it's important in the pageantry to make your practices be on time, because you don't want
to. Yes, that was my next question to hear. Like, how many, because, you know, you notice, like, the Miss America pageants and stuff, a lot of routines are synchronized and coordinated and choreographed. So how often are you practicing with the other girls?
Well, it depends. It really depends on how big the pageant is. But, like, the Miss USA and the Miss America, they practice very frequently, and they have like dance coaches and things like that, so they're practicing mm-hmm. more frequently. So it depends on really how big the pageant is. Some pageants mm-hmm. are just like one day,
opportunity to show up. I've been in pageants, just show up that day, and, you know, you learn everything on that one day. It's like an express pageant. And you learn everything that one day. You compete at five, and that's the drill. So it varies on the pageant institution.
Wow. I always wondered also, like, you know, with pageants, it's like sometimes, you know, you realize your passions, like, later in life, or, you know, like, or people who have been, like, professional athletes, they've been training since they were kids. Is that the same thing with pageants, or can you join later, or is it something that you start really young and it kind of develops?
Some people, I see it on the news, toddlers and tiaras. It varies. Some people can find their inner, like, what they want to do a little bit later, and they still have room to do so. A lot of pageants are open to all ages. Some, mm-hmm. and this is all, you know, why I say definitely research and see what the requirements are. Some pageants are open until, like, 39. Some pageants are open until 29. So definitely you have to, if you have an interest in a pageant, definitely see what the requirements are. But I don't think it's ever too late. It could be mm-hmm. a pageant for seniors. I don't think it's ever too late.
Right.
If, you know, just don't dream about it. Do it. That's how I feel. Like, if you want, write it down, make it happen, and go for it.
Wow, that's great. Now, another thing that's always been really interesting to me, as we ladies like to know, you know, a little bit of the drama. We see a lot of reality shows
yes.
about pageantry.
Yes.
What is it really like with the other girls? Is it a lot of cattiness and fake laughter and fake kisses? And
yeah. Listen. I've been blessed in some of my pageant experiences to gain, like, friends and things like that. But it's a competition. You know, in any sport, it's competitive. And that's, mm-hmm. I guess that's the ugly side of pageantry. But it's not so mm-hmm. ugly because you're trying to do your best, and it's a competition. You want to win. Who wants to lose? So, yes, it's that time where I've seen people steal pantyhose, wigs at the last minute, like, things float. It could be, you know, I've seen a fight break out because someone won and an audience member didn't feel that person should have won. So it gets crazy. Definitely it is a competition. But again, it's up to the pageant institution to, you know, set certain rules. And mm-hmm. it can get, you know, because I know, like, closer to, like, the day of the pageant, you know, the tension is higher. It's like it's really a competition, and people that, you know, you would talk to won't talk anymore. And that's a part of being, like, focused. You want to win. It's a pageant, but it's definitely a competition, and you see it. So it is. So it can get ugly. It can.
I can imagine.
Yeah,
I really can imagine.
It's so much time and effort that you've put into it. So naturally, when you're all there, you know, everyone's together, everyone is fighting for that, like, one thing, and everyone mm-hmm. wants it just as bad because they're choosing to do it. So I guess, yeah, I could see how tensions would get really strained.
It gets very, very thin. Like, you know, I started pageants. I think I had grateful experiences. I was actually in the pageant with my twin sister, which I thought that was so awesome. But she tells me, like, oh, I'm going to win over you because I'm prettier. And I'm like, but twins, I don't get it. You win, I win. But I think we have that competitive edge because we're twins. But mm-hmm. I think, you know, pageantry is a competition. So you're not there to make friends. I try to be
right.
the friendly pageant person. And they're like, why are you smiling? Like, you know, so they deal with competition differently, like in sports. So they don't want to talk. They want to stay by themselves. And, you know, it's just that shift that happens in pageantry. And you have to understand you're there for a purpose. And don't let that thought process, or not that it's negative, don't feed into that. Just do your best. Be confident. You know, allow the judges to understand why you really are the winner. And then all the rest will just follow.
Awesome. We're going to take our first break, ladies, and we're going to come back with Tahira and learn more about pageantry and behind the scenes. We're going into the song Beyonce, Pretty Hurt.
Uh-huh. Often imitated, but never duplicated. TheLoveZoneUSA.com, where you hear the best lawyers.
Hi, this is Gloria Allred. I'll be on the Love Zone USA.
Doctor.
I am a licensed professional counselor here in Atlanta, Georgia. I specialize in love relationships.
Author.
My name is Ralph Richard Banks. I am also the author of Is Marriage for White People?
Celebrity.
When I need to lead the weapon against the challenges of love, I'll call on the Love Zone USA. This is Danny Glover.
And music on the internet. The premier station discussing dating, relationships, sex, and marriage with common sense advice, where you can listen to your heart and we live and learn on TheLoveZoneUSA.com.
Welcome so, hey guys, we're back. Tahira, you let me do this tonight, girl. We want you to be in the spotlight. So it's all
it's
about
so
you.
Hard for me.
So, okay. Me and Karishma will lead you tonight, my dear. So,
okay, well,
before we went to break, Karishma and I were asking you questions about pageantry, and we talked about a lot of things thus far. Now, there's one thing, because as a model, too, I'm very interested to know there is a different walk for runway modeling and pageant modeling. So, Tahira, okay. Talk about that.
Okay, two stands. Yes, definitely. Pageant modeling is a lot faster. You're like on the runway and you're just cruising. It's like you're cruising down the runway as a model. In pageantry, you're graceful. You have to be graceful. So it's not as fast. You're like, you know, taking it step by step and greeting the audience and greeting in the judges, having strong eye contact with the judges, pausing, you know, letting them know, hey, this is me, this is what I'm presenting, let's to see what I'm wearing. And it's at a slower pace. When runway modeling, you're like on the runway, this is it. Why don't you have this outfit? This is what is on the hanger. You better catch me because this is fierce, and this is my walk. Mm-hmm. Now, so it's definitely more of a graceful presence, but it's presence in the presence. You see more in how graceful you can be in the garment, opposed to what's on the hanger. And I love you know, runway, because runway is fast. The music is upbeat. So, yes, there is a difference.
So, Tahira, what's your favorite thing about pageants? Like, why have you done it?
The crown. That shiny crown is my favorite thing. The reason why I'm so passionate and I got right back into it is because it is a platform, but it is an opportunity to really be a leader. If you use your platform appropriately, you can really give back. You have a position where you can give back, you can volunteer, you can raise money. So for me, my platform is homelessness for teenagers. And you can, if you want more information, you can go to the Miss Tri-State page on Facebook or MissTriState@gmail.com. But I'm in it for the crown and all that, but really to give back. I'm very passionate about my platform. I'm a professional volunteer, minus, you know, outside of pageantry. So it just works for me very well.
Right.
Awesome.
So, well, that's really great. So it's like you get to meet a lot of people. You get to really put yourself out there. So it's also really great for just networking and helping out the community.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Like, after I won Miss Tri-State, I spoke to a women's group. I was just there, and they said, oh, you know, would you like to speak to us? And I was just like, absolutely. I always have things prepared to talk about. And it's just really knowing your platform and using it I like to use it to give back and to volunteer and to encourage and to embrace. And that was the perfect opportunity. So definitely that's why the question and answer section is so essential and important in the pageant. It's because it distinguishes your character and how you'll be in these situations. And that's what I think of course, the swimsuit and everything is great, but I think that's where the judges make their decision, how you communicate verbally. Are you impactful? And those are the things that they think of for their next Miss whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Well, that's,
yeah.
Well, now back to the little dramatic side of pageantry.
Yes. what have you heard of any like crazy stories of, you know, contestants trying to, you know, flatter the
that
judges, score some
absolutely.
Extra points? Does that
I've
really happen?
It all. I've heard and seen it all. These eyes. Oh, goodness. In pageantry, you have some, you know, contestants that are very friendly with the judges. It's just a part mm-hmm. of pageantry. But you have to, I believe, that you have to set your own standard.
Right.
Some of those people don't win. So I'm like, what did you gain? Okay, great. But, yeah, it exists. They try to, it's competition. They try to use everything they can to win. If certain pageant officials know about it, you can get thrown out. I had sisters that got thrown out of pageants before because of behavior. So it happens. It really does happen. So it could get very, very dramatic. Wow. And, you know, at one time, you know, one of the contestants, she did something in a past life or X amount of years ago, and then all of a sudden it got into the judge's email, and she was disqualified. So it happens. It happens.
Wow.
So do you have to have a pretty, you know, I guess for pageantry, it's a lot about how you are as a person as well, right? It's not just about the
character.
Your character. And if something from the past, like that happened years and years ago, could still kind of, you know,
absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, is it one of those things that you really have to take into consideration before you're risking putting yourself out there, that something come back from the past?
That's, go ahead, Christopher.
Oh, no, I was just saying that something may come from the past. Like, you kind of have to be careful about that as well, right?
Well, absolutely. That's why, just like a job, that's why you would, like, research what the requirements are, you know, if they do background checks, which most of them do. You know, if you're on the most wanted, don't enter a pageant. You know, it's going to be a lot of PR, and that would be bad for you for the situation.
Right.
Yes. Like any job, you know, you want to maintain a certain level of character. And with pageantry, they would want that if you're, you know, on the most wanted. We try to stray away from people like that. But you're going to be in the limelight, right? Whether it's giving back in the community, you're a contestant. You don't represent yourself. You represent this pageant if selected. So those are the things that you should take into consideration.
Right. Right. I mean, we have definitely seen in the past, you know, where girls get banned or whatever because some stuff comes out about them after they won the crown. And, you know, Vanessa Williams was one of those going back years and years, you know, for her new picture. So, you definitely got to be careful. And if you have any dirty laundry, you better make sure it's going to stay sealed in that closet. So, Tahira, don't let us find out now.
No. I just feel like, you know, you want to be accountable. And that's why you make, even as a model, you have to make certain decisions how this will not affect your career today, but your career tomorrow. If it's something that could be compromising, those are the things that I've learned to make decisions, you know, based on if I'm going to take a job. I always think about my dad. Even with pageantry, I think about my father on the swimsuit. I thought about my dad. My dad is going to be in the audience. What will he say? And I'm in my 30s. So it's just a level of character that you'd like to establish within yourself, and that's all I can say, because that comes out. It comes out on the runway. It comes out on when you're doing pageantry. You definitely have to know how you hold up your character, have great character.
Well, that's definitely a great way to be, because you know, you can't represent a bunch of young women, and you guys talk, like you said earlier, you talk with and you deal with serious issues. You know, you are the spokesperson, you know, for whatever charity or whatever you're representing at that time. So your slate has definitely got to be clean. So, and you know, the thing about, I watched the pageants a lot. I definitely grew up
it was a big deal in my home, you know, guys like me and my mother. That was one of the things that we looked forward to, and, you know, we would have pizza and popcorn, and when I was a mm-hmm. young girl, I was allowed to stay up late to see the crowning of Miss America or Miss USA. So, and I always used to say, you know what, that could be me until they ask that damn question. I see so many girls.
What question?
Well, whatever, you know how they had that top question. Well, if you were president, what would you change about the world? You know, when you have to be quick thinking. Right there, I'm like, I know I would fail.
They love that.
And I've seen a lot of girls bomb.
The key thing with that, I would think, is definitely the public speaking. Take a public speaking class because it's about confidence. It's about how you respond. Be as versed as possible about what's going on in the world at that time if you decide to do, you know, pageantry. Be knowledgeable about what's happening around you because the judges are going to ask questions like that. And be prepared to break it down. Don't just have a yes, no answer. This is why I feel. Like, they asked me, what's your platform? I'm like, how long do you have? I'm going to tell you what my platform is, and then I'm going to expect, you know, for someone to kind of donate towards it. I have a plan, and this is what I want to do, and this is why I want to do it. You know, this is who I want to reach, and this is how I want to reach them. And just be prepared. Don't, because I think a lot of contestants, they get all hung up in the glitz and glamour of it and don't understand the public speaking part of it or the public part of it. You're going to be a role model. When young girls, when I was in the Puerto Rican Day Parade and they saw that crown, I saw the gleam in their eye. And you don't want to disappoint that. You want them to know and identify, yes, this is who I am and this is what I'm trying to do. So I just would say be knowledgeable and also research. Take a public speaking class. You know, or my father used to do this all the time. Talk to yourself in the mirror. Listen to yourself answer questions because you're going to be, you know. And if you get nervous, talk to your friends. Let them interview you.
No, that is really good, actually. That's really good advice.
It is, but I'm exhausted. I'm exhausted because it's too much. Oh, my goodness. It's just one of those things, case in point. You just got to love it. You got to love it. You got to have a passion for it.
You definitely have to have a passion for pageantry. It is a lot. And then you have to, depending on what designers you're going to work with, you have to see what their requirements are. It's for me, like, I think you should be, like, working out during this time because you're competing. You want to look right in that swimsuit. You want to work what you got, but you want everything to be fit. So definitely I try to have a good relationship with the designers that I'm working with, the people that are designing for me, and to see what their requirements are, what they are feeling about their garment is, how they identify with it, how they would like to see it presented on the runway. So that's me. I like to research. So that's just me.
No, that's really good. I mean, there's so much pressure in every part of the pageant training, you know. From the training to the actual competition to even after, if you're crowned, then you have to, you know, kind of uphold this image and, you know, stay in tune with your, like you said, like the character and what the pageant represents. So what would you recommend to all those girls out there who are going through kind of a similar thing, how to deal with all that pressure?
Balance. There's a lot of pressure winning, not winning, and then after winning. What I would say is definitely write down what you want to do in your reign. Write down where you want to go with it. The pressure is always going to be there. I think when the heat is on, shows true character. So if you're a good character, when it gets hot in the kitchen, that's all that's going to come out. So that shouldn't be any additional stress if you're that type of person. I would just say, as far because you do have a lot of endorsements, everything coming at you, definitely invest in entertainment lawyer. Definitely invest, if possible, or research it to maybe an agent, someone that can help you to use it to your advantage. And that's depending on how far you want to go with it because you're going to get endorsements. You're going to get people that want you to speak here and there. Definitely make the right choices. Research. Just don't say, oh, yes, I'll do it. You know, really, really research what they want to do and ask them, what exactly are you looking for me to do? I hope that answers your question.
No, definitely. I think that really helps. You know, there's
pressure in all aspects of life. So I feel like that always, especially if you're in any kind of industry, there's always competition. There's always some kind of thing you have to uphold. So I think it's really good to kind of have a game plan of how you deal with pressure and what works for you.
Especially coming from, also learning what doesn't work. Oh, maybe you don't want to go that far in it with pageantry. Maybe you just wanted to do the pageant experience. Maybe so that'll shed light on the area that maybe you didn't want to go that far. Maybe you don't want to spend that much money. So it just identifies things that you want to do or not to do. But the best thing I could ever encourage is definitely have a plan, because if you're not prepared, the judges will see it. They'll see
right.
it.
So, Tahira, also what I'm interested in is the interviewing process to get in. I don't think we really talked about that.
For the bigger pageants, the interview process, very intense. They ask you a lot of questions. That really doesn't have to do with pageantry. It's mm-hmm. more of current events. Like, do you know what's going on in the world? What's going on? If it's a local pageant, what's going around you? What would you like to see change in your world? So mm-hmm. I would definitely research current events and definitely research, mm-hmm. like, in the interview. It's like an interview. It's an interviewing process. Mm-hmm. They'll ask you, like, why do you want this? Definitely know why you want it. That's why I said make a plan and write it down so you can believe it. And then once you believe it, you can sell it to someone else. So
right.
definitely I would say write it down. It's in the bigger pageants, it's very intense. The one of the bigger pageants that I have coming up, it's about, like, 3 sessions of interviewing from different people at different points in time. Mm-hmm. So it could be really intense. And they'll ask you, you know, are you single? Are you married? You know, they'll ask you questions like that. Or can you prove it? Can you travel if you win? So just be prepared to answer questions like an interview. It's a job.
Now, does being single or being married, does that really affect your standing in pageants?
Yes, because in some pageants, if, like, say if your husband has an issue and it's a legal issue and they thought you were single and he doesn't want you to be in a bathing suit, it could be a legal situation because you can't, you know, fulfill your reign at that point because you have to withdraw for whatever reason. So people say, a lot of people, and, you know, higher in pageantry, they'll ask you if you're married and they'll have contracts because, you know, you have to, some pageants you have to sign contracts. So
wow.
you sign a contract. Yeah, it's really serious. They're single. They want you to be able to present their brand, Miss whatever. They want you mm-hmm. to be able to, you know, go out and you're a sponsor for their brand to be able to do so. Sometimes if you're married, and I've seen in pageantry where someone had a husband and a mystery man there with flowers. So it gets complicated.
Wait. Oh, wow.
It gets complicated.
That's very interesting. Very interesting. Hold that thought, ladies. We're going to go into our next break and enter into the song Earned It by The Weeknd. We'll be back.
You make it look like it's I see nobody but you. I'm never confused. Hey, I'm so used to being you. Yeah. magic. So you don't pay it, don't pay it. No mind, mind, mind. We live in no lies. Hey, hey, you're my favorite kind of night.
Hi, this is Cool of Cool and the Gang. When you want the best in love and entertainment, be sure to listen to the Girlfriend Network, where you not only get advice on dating, but the best music on the internet, with a little summer madness on the LoveZoneUSA.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Girlfriend Network on the Love Zone USA. We have had so much fun with this interesting topic of beauty pageant do's and don'ts with our lovely host, Tahira, as our guest tonight.
Yeah.
It's been so great learning about pageantry. I really didn't know this much about it, and I've been learning a lot, and I'm sure Nicole has as well.
Absolutely.
But I also want to know, what is it like when you're in a competition and you're kind of at those final stages and you don't get the crown?
Right.
That's more of the ugly side of pageantry. People can take it one way where you're like, okay, I tried my best. And some people take it like, why didn't they choose me? They made a mistake. And I even have seen someone's family member come on the stage and publicly say, you chose the wrong winner. So it could get very crazy. I've seen it get to a legal aspect where people felt that they were treated badly by not winning. So people take it different ways. I would always suggest have a strong support system, whether it's family members or maybe, you know, people in your local community that can help you. Because it is, like, you prepare for this sometimes for months. It takes a large percentage of your life. And for you not to win, it's just like, I spent all this money. And you think of that aspect of it later. That's why I said it's so important to plan. If you don't win, you can either take it one or two ways, but it can get ugly. Some people don't take they don't lose. They don't like to lose, so they take it very differently. So it can be challenging. For me, I didn't always win. I just tried to learn from my opportunities. I took time off and to reevaluate myself and looked at, I'm kind of obsessed with it. I would look at my tapes to see, you know, what I could do better. I got a pageant coach. I got a pageant mentor. I talked to some, you know, queens at that point in time and, you know, asked them, what do you think I can do better at? And they gave me feedback. If you have pageant winner friends or people that you can reach out to, they'll give you feedback. And that's basically it. But it gets tough. It really does. Some people are, like, literally sore losers, and they try to, you know, go into legal action, and it can get crazy.
Right.
Wow.
Well, like you said here about the time aspect of it, how much time actually goes into preparing? Like, are you still able to have, like, a full-time job, or do people leave, you know, is this people's, like, career choice, they leave everything else, or, you know, away
people,
from their family?
It varies, Karishma. Depending on, some people will quit their full-time job to do this. Some people, for me, I always kept my day job because I, you know, like to do different things and I need to scream the income. So some people do. That's why I said you have to sit down and write down how far you want to go. If some people save up money before they'll enter a pageant, they'll save up like $5,000 or they'll save up money. Some people get sponsors. So, yeah, people, it is really serious. People plan. They get other people to support their plan. And, yeah, some people, some pageant sisters didn't work. They didn't have a full-time job.
Okay.
Wow.
So the pageant sister was light.
We all know Tahira. You're a confident woman, very outgoing. She shines at everything that she does. Wow. But tell us some tricks. Tahira, like, what will you personally do to prepare mentally, physically? Do you change your diet? Do you work out more?
Oh, absolutely.
Do you meditate?
Yes, all the above. I definitely spent time in meditation because it's like a game. It's like you're playing basketball or football. You have to me, I have to mentally prepare to, you know, execute. So for me, I do spend time in meditation. I'm more strict on my diet. Usually I lose a lot of weight
to, you know, just in case I'll gain weight in the pageant to be okay. Sometimes I lost, and that could be an opportunity too. Sometimes one pageant I lost so much weight I wasn't even in that my category anymore. So you have to manage that. Yeah, you have to manage that appropriately as well.
Oh wow.
So awesome. It varies. It definitely varies, but definitely you have to prepare. Mentally, I try to do fun things because it can be stressful. So, you know, I will break out. I told you guys that I love to color with my nephews. I will break out the crayons and color just to ease down the stress because it can be stressful. You want to win. You want to win. You're putting this money in, and you're like, I'm the winner. Why don't you understand that?
No, it's really great. You know, we love you. We admire you. We wish the best for you. If we could sit there in the audience as you progress, you know we'll be there. Me and Karishma cheering you on. I'm very excited to possibly have that opportunity to do that. It's something I've never done that I always wanted to do. So you'll definitely have to keep us posted and give us updates as you travel along this wonderful journey. We're very, very proud of you. So,
we are. I love you guys too. I'm just so honored to be able to use this platform. I'm just excited to really give back, and also, you know, the fabulous posts and everything, all the endorsements. I'm excited about that, but I really, really want to give back and be a solution. I'm saying my pageant speech and really be a solution to the world's problems right now. We need more people that are the solution and not the addition to the problem.
That is so awesome. So, ladies, that is our time. And listeners, we thank you for tuning in. I bid you guys adieu. Karishma, you want to say anything in closing before we go out?
Yes, I just want to thank Tahira for, you know, giving us so much information about pageants and everything and being able to really learn all the ins and outs of it and to really know what it is all about. And I'm so proud of you, and I'm so glad we had all that. I had a great time, and I'm sure all of you did as well.
Absolutely.
Until next week, ladies.
Yes, absolutely. You're definitely a role model and a force to be reckoned with. And until next week, listeners, we thank you. And we're going to close tonight with the song "The Night Is Still Young" by Nicki Minaj. See you next week.
Yo, tonight is the night that I'ma get twisted. Mix Moscato and vodka, I'ma mix it. Roll that spaceship, we about to get lifted. Live in the present and gift this for the gifted. This what you came, this what you came for. You get what you buy, this what you pay for. So make sure the stars is what you aim for. Make mistakes though.
I never worry.
Life is on lose.